Alrighty, gang. Welcome to the podcast. Today's podcast is a bittersweet one for me. But I'm really happy and excited for this guy. Arlie is going to be wrapping up here at CrossFit Grandview. Tomorrow will be his last official day as a full-time employee here. And he's going to be moving on and starting the Columbus Fire Academy on Monday. So he'll be going through that, you said, for what, 9 months?
Is what it sounds like. They said 39 weeks. So
39 weeks. Yep. So that's like a pregnancy.
Yeah. You just don't get the reward at the end, right?
Yeah. So, you know, you've got a journey ahead of you with that. You know, I'm excited too in the way that, like, I think, you know, you're not going to see the last of Arlie here. He's not like moving across the country or anything. You're going to see him around in the morning, coming in and dropping in on you guys, working out, visiting Dan, maybe popping in here and there and subbing a class. You know, kind of like how Kiri has over the years. And so Arlie's going to remain a part of this community. And, you know, what I wanted to do is just for some of you guys have only known Arlie for maybe a year and haven't really followed or didn't know his journey here. And, you know, over the years too, I was just talking to him before, like I didn't have all the times and dates like completely dialed in. And so I'm just going to have Arlie, I'm going to ask him some questions and just kind of walk through like his whole journey coming through CrossFit and what his career's looked like here. And just kind of have a fun conversation going down memory lane. So Arlie, like when did you, do you remember like the month that you started, month and year you started like just training as like a client?
Yeah. I started the day before classes started in the fall of my junior year of college. So when I came up to OSU from community college, I started whatever that Monday was, but dropped in to the gym the day before to, I used to work at a YMCA and we did a lot of very CrossFit style classes and didn't want to keep doing workouts in the RPAC after having done what we did at the YMCA. And just, I think I went on Rogue's website actually and typed in like, or not Rogue's website, but I typed in Rogue Fitness and scrolled to the bottom. And there was something like, we don't have a public gym, but check out CrossFit Grandview.
I'm glad that link worked because we had a, so that was like our deal with them. And I think to this day, like when we separated like our gym name and that,
yep.
That was what we got when we did it is like a little blurb on their gym portion of their website that said CrossFit Grandview.
That was it.
So I know there's a client and a coach and that, that little deal worked for us.
Yeah,
so
right. That's literally
looked
up.
Awesome to know that worked. I didn't know that part of the story. So
yeah, I think it was like CrossFit Gyms in Columbus and Rogue was the sponsored ad. Clicked on it, scrolled to the bottom, and you guys were the name. Sweet. And I was like, well, it's a bike ride from campus, so I'm going to join that one.
Awesome. Yeah. That's very cool. I think I remember you telling me the story. Didn't you just maybe, you just kind of showed up on a Sunday or something like that?
Yeah, I showed up at, I showed up at 8, and then there was no one here. And then I like went and got groceries, came back. Kiri was here and she was coaching Sundays at the time. So rolled in, I think it was just sled drags and power cleans. And I was talking her up and I think she just kind of had me, was like, do you know how to do it? I was like, yeah, I can do a power clean. So I like walked in the corner. She's like, just jump into class. And I was like, I'll pay a year up front right now. She's like, just put your credit card number down. Like, we'll take care of the membership stuff. Out. Yeah. So
we didn't have front desk working Sunday maybe then.
No, I don't know. It was,
might've just been a coach then.
Yeah. I think it was just Kiri.
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember like the evolution of us like business wise. So you trained as a client. I remember taking power hour classes. So you tried some of that. That's kind of where you got on my radar.
Yeah.
I was doing power hour for a while and I hadn't done anything except CrossFit from probably about 2009 through 15. I did like jujitsu and some stuff. And then when I picked up training again, it was power hour. And that's like, we lifted and stuff quite a bit together in Joe's classes and in power hour. And so, I remember you were doing that and you were doing some like OTR racing and some stuff like that.
All those obstacle course races I was kind of into, like the Spartans, and we did a couple, and it was with all the dudes that I would work out with at the YMCA that we did that class, just to keep in contact with them. We were like, hey, there's this one 2 months from now on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So a little bit of both.
And then how did the, internship come onto your radar, and when did you start that?
Yeah, I didn't want to get a job, right out of college. That was a desk job. That was why I went to community college right off the bat. It's because I was in business initially and I did not want to stick there. So I went there, worked at a YMCA. When I was working at the YMCA, we kind of started that class, came into Columbus. And then, with that, as I was graduating my senior year, our degree was so vague, and not in a bad way, but it was basically you can go to a corporation, try to tell them how you can help them with their employees' health, start a big corporate fitness program out there. I'm like, a kid out of college isn't going to do that. And so I was like, what can I do? And I, at that time, because I'd came to the 8:30 class so many times, I knew Dan and we would play ping pong together and stuff like that. So I can't remember if I emailed you or if I emailed Dan, but I was just like, hey, I'm going to come in and start scrubbing toilets, with the intent behind it of like, maybe someday they'll give me a job.
Sure.
So, did that. Dan was like, we actually have like an internship program. If you want to do more than just scrub toilets, I was like, that'd be ideal. So, kind of rolled through that, and then started doing that with Dan, in the mornings, kind of just rolled from there.
Yeah. You put that work in. I can remember very specifically because we had almost chained together 3 or 4 internships right before you. Mm-hmm. We had some great interns, all rolling in. But what Dan said, particularly, we had an amazing coaching staff at the time too. Like it was like one of our best teams we had for, I think for about 4 or 5 years, it didn't change at all. Really good coaching staff. And so we had had interns and stuff, but like as they had finished up their internship, our staff was stuck and like there was nowhere to really put anyone on. But I remember specifically, Dan had you coach a class and he was like, hey, he hadn't said this about anyone before. He's like, hey, I want you to come in and watch this guy coach. He's got it. Like we should really look at trying to figure out a spot for him. And it was actually kind of surprising. And I had known you and I didn't think like you wouldn't do well in the internship, but I was like, okay, yeah, I'll come check him out. And like right away I watched you coach a class. I was like, holy crap. He commands a room so well. Like you walked into it without like the jitteriness or like second guessing what you were saying, or you couldn't, like you just flowed into it. Like you were ready to go right off the rip. And I hadn't had that in a coach, since Kiri was the last one I had had where it didn't take a significant, like kind of working with them to like, okay, hey, you're forgetting this, this, and this, or like,
yeah,
just showing them how to command a room. Like you had that and maybe it had been some of like your Boy Scouts and camp training and running groups of people through things, but you had it right away. And so right after that, it took us a little while to spin up like what would be a full-time schedule.
Yeah.
So we got you going, but it was, it was pretty part-time-ish, initially. And then you graduated. I don't know if there was like a time where you were working Bravo and CrossFit, a little bit of a crossover of that.
Yeah. That was awful. No, it was just, I didn't like the food industry at all. sure. But it was one of those, just with what you guys had, it was a necessity and it was fine. Yep. So it was a gym internship in the morning from whatever time I came in, sometime usually around 5 till noon.
Closing down a restaurant.
Yeah. I took a nap in the afternoon and then would work the dinner shift over at Bravo out on Lenox, and couldn't get rid of that job quick enough, but it did what I needed to do for the time. Yeah. So
you would have been a good server, I bet.
I think that's like kind of tends to my coaching strengths as well as more just like the like the bartender that I am at heart.
Absolutely.
Small talk with anyone.
Yep.
So yeah, even I could fake it pretty well, over there. Even if I didn't want to be there, I was able to talk up the grandmas or the husbands and make jokes with them and stuff like that. So it was a okay job. Like I enjoyed the people aspect of it, but I couldn't have cared less about people yelling at me for messing up their pasta. I just didn't have any weight on me at all.
I'm not cooking this, guys. I'm just running it out.
Go to a real restaurant if you want. But no, it was good. It was fun too. Me and Dan will always like talk about when I was interning, there was a period where they could probably get in trouble for it, but it is what it is. They would cater all the food to Ohio State sporting events. And so like the football team would have this monstrosity of a dinner that we would cater. And then the food caterers would come back and they would throw all the food in the dumpster. And so I could tell the days that they would have their, that they would have these events and they would bring the catering truck back and they would like start unloading it. And I would be like taking towels out at the time. Like, hey guys, don't worry about that. Like you guys have worked hard enough. Go home. Like I'll take care of throwing this stuff in the dumpster. Then they're like, all right, make sure it gets in the dumpster. I was like, yeah, it's fine. And so I would back my minivan up and I would throw 15 trays of lasagna in the back of my car. And I lived with 12 dudes at the time. And so it was the best for everyone. We'd throw 5 trays in the freezer. I'd give one to Dan. We'd eat some during the meetings and it was a riot. So no, I mean, good times had there, but I couldn't have been happier when you were like, hey, quit that job and start working here full time. So
I think like fast forwarding a little bit too, where man, what you did and it's something that's, it's probably a little bit unsung and like what people hear, like if you've been here for a little while, maybe you were here through this period, but you know, within a couple of months and it was kind of two things that like were tough to see coming and they kind of came fast was Joey left. Joey had been our manager at Grandview Barbell since its inception from 2014 to 2019. And then Joe was our Power Hour coach and kind of had founded that program. We had started it, but then he really had got it going and built the culture of that entire program. But basically within a 6-week period, maybe even a 4-week, I think it was 4 to 6 week period, Joey moved away to Philadelphia with his then fiance and now wife, Maria, for her medical residency. And then Joe took a job with Westside Barbell, later started his own gym. But that happened bang, bang. And Arlie, you were still the new guy at the time. Like you had only been working, you know, maybe a little over a year in like a, you had been here for a while, but you had only been working in like a full-time capacity for maybe about a year with minimal responsibility. It was more like you did the, all the little things that we needed done sort of a thing. And you coached not a huge class schedule, but you had to step up, take on the manager role, take on heading up Power Hour, and running this whole small gym over at Grandview Barbell all really quick while we had some like huge booming personalities over there and keep that business glued together when it very easily could have just like collapsed. Because the business, especially when it was separated from CrossFit, was like, it was always something that like you kind of had to like go over and tend to. Now it works so much better
Wild difference.
But you did such a great job. And I knew it was like throwing a ton on your back at the time where you were, I don't know, 23 or 4 years old. Like,
Right on there.
Yeah. And like only had been working here. It's like, okay, here's what we need you to do right now. And like, you got that whole thing, like stabilized and running well. And then the pandemic wasn't that far behind it. And then you again, like, you know, kept people going with like a Power Hour program over like the course of that, which was not an easy thing to do. Like
it's funky
dumbbells. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it was a really tricky time. And like you stepped up to the plate. And like it's something that I think kind of like, you know, would be off a lot of people's radar. And like you just rose to the challenge so well, because initially you had to, you were coaching back in that like morning, night, kind of like all the time, taking all the classes for a little bit while we like figured out some other coaches to like fill in. And that was really cool how you were able to step up. And then you've maintained that role, you know, since then. And,
no, but at the same time, like, I appreciate the like responsibility you threw at me so early too. Cause like with taking over, and I'm forever indebted to Katie, for having Jackson. So I always remember how long I've been full-time employed, because that was kind of the first, overlap of what happened. Yes. I kind of just took her classes when Jackson was born. Yep. And then as all of that progressed over at Barbell, would take a couple classes, would kind of see the ropes. But yeah, once the two personalities were so vastly different than my own. I'd say I'm probably more of a like a Joey, but Joey has the credentials behind him from the dude's gone to the game. So people like, yeah, he can joke around with you, but he can also throw 275 pounds over his head in a snatch. Whereas like, oh, Arlie's coming over here. So no, I mean, I just appreciate the confidence that you had with me too, whether it was seeing confidence or whether it was like, hey, like throw this guy at the plate and see what he does. I appreciate it, because
yeah, you crushed it.
It man. Helped me maintain and grow a lot of those relationships that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
I think what was what's maybe even an underrated part of like what you did here was how well you ended up learning and actually adapting it to your own style, like the Power Hour programming. And I had my best run ever in 2021, taking your classes at noon, sort of when we were spinning up this whole gym right here. And I hit, you know, lifetime PRs on back squat and deadlift all during a Power Hour cycle in the fall. And while you were coaching it and programming it, and everything was just flowing, like that whole group was just like really vibing and doing well. And like, it was a really fun time in that class. And like, you just like, you had really like came into your own, like as a coach and a programmer, where that hadn't been your background really before. You had taken some Power Hour 3 years before that, but like you really started to learn the crowd and like, learned how to dose it the right way. Like I remember the classes were hard and they were an appropriate challenge every time. And that's the hardest thing to get, like, you know, to not go too easy and not to go too hard, like to find your crowd and like give them that appropriate challenge that like stretches them just enough each time to keep improving, not getting hurt, getting better. And like you nailed it. It's like, with that time, it was really cool. And I think, you know, it's something that we quickly like blank out as well, but the move here, I think you of anyone did, you know, such spectacular work in like helping transfer, not just CrossFit, but Barbell. I mean, what we pulled off there is one of my like proudest things in the history of this business, because we never closed any of our gyms right up until the day we just closed Christmas Day, and we were open the day after Christmas here.
Yeah.
So it was Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, we were closed. I think actually we were open. It was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. We were open at CrossFit.
Yep. Monday we opened here.
And Monday we opened here. And the last thing we did is we had like, I think I did a workout. We kept like kettlebells and dumbbells. And it was like, hey, if you guys could like throw a couple kettlebells or dumbbells in your car and just drive them over.
Absolutely.
And then we were all like putting the gym together all day to try and open Monday.
Right.
And it was still December, you know, it was like December 27th or something. Yep. We were like opened here on Monday. Yeah, it was
literally the day after Christmas.
Like,
because we opened on the 27th, so that would have been the 26th, which was the day after Christmas. I mean, that's just a testament to how cool and how appreciative the members are, too, of what we're trying to do and what like what you guys have accomplished. Just because, I mean, it's the day after Christmas. I wouldn't do this for a group that I didn't love entirely. Like, it's a phenomenal group of members that are like, yeah, like this is just what we're going to do to make this work.
Yep.
So no, it was, I mean, we'll talk about that. Like the state high school football championship that every other dude talks about is how that was pulled off. And I mean, it was
flooring. I think it was 18,000 square feet of like rubber matting, 100-pound mats.
Yep. That was violent.
Pinching, you know, finally, at least we got the like little tools to kind of do it. That helped. But like you were cutting, I mean, you were just over here cutting mats.
It was about a month that I was just over here. I don't think I coached a single class for that entire month because I was just prepping stuff because it's one of those you do the work that needs to be done so that everyone else can actually like sweat and get this stuff done. Because I remember it was just like make a perimeter with the mats and make the cuts. And then once the crew of five or six guys came over here, it came together quick.
Yep.
Which was cool because then I got to talk to all the contractors and find out how things worked over here and see what they were doing, how they were doing it, and learned a couple things here and there, which was sweet in and of itself.
I know you got to see how those guys work.
Right.
Really got an intimate view of that and raising and putting up rigs, you know, all the pull-up rigs and things like that. And what made me appreciate you guys is like at the end too, I hired a group like just because it was like, everything was just coming together and we had to leave some stuff up for this. And so I hired a group of like handymen contractor guys and they weren't good to put some TVs in the rigs up.
Yep.
And I was like, man, my guys are so good when we were like the way we worked together in comparison to like watching that.
Yeah.
That monstrosity of a crew, like trying to do those things. Oh, dude.
Yep. I remember when me and Dan were joking about it. Cause that's like one of the coolest sides of doing stuff with Dan is that it's a non-negotiability of like, let's just get this done and figure it out. And then the other side of it is I'll provide the like, hey, but let's do it and do it very, very well.
Yep.
And so I remember we were throwing 45-pound weights in the trailer and it was a side of Dan that I was like, man, this is cool. Cause we were sweating. I mean, it was December 15th. We were sweating like crazy. And it was one of those, he just looked at me. He's like, hey, don't talk to anyone. Just go. I was like, okay. Cause that's my biggest downfall when I'm working is I just start talking to people.
Yeah.
And he's like, just go and we'll figure this out. And we did, but it was, that was awesome. I mean, it was a group effort. It was really, really cool, but it was cool to be a part of the hands-on. I mean, I learned more just with talking to the contractors and figuring stuff. I learned more in that month-long period. I had the same pair of leather gloves that I had for 4 years of all the like side work that I do, and I went through three pairs of them in that month just moving those. So it was a lot of work, but I mean shit, the payoff is evident with just where we're sitting right now. Sweet.
That really brought our whole team together too. That was cool. Like everyone just like got to know each other and we're just like, you know, every spare hour we're just putting this place together. And it's like, you know, this was the dream for the gym. And you were such a huge part of it. We couldn't have done it without you, man. And then even like your work since you've been here has been awesome. And like I was telling you the other day, like, we work very similar hours most of the day. So like I come into my office and it's usually like I'm coming in when you have like a little break between classes and we'll kind of catch up in the morning every day. And I'm like, man, that's going to be like kind of like disconcerting in the morning when I like look over to just like start bullshitting with Arlie and I'm like, he's not here today. You know, but I'm like super stoked for your journey moving forward. I think, you know, what they can officially put on these applications for civil service is like, you know, ask if you have like military experience or if you've worked at CrossFit Grandview for 5 years.
Yeah, 100%. Right.
It's a shoe-in. With you, Carrie, and Nick. And like, this is the preparatory program. Dude,
I was telling people because I think it'll be a pretty aggressive first month, maybe first 2 months, but it's not going to be anything like getting yelled at in my internship and getting bands launched across the gym because I'm leaving one job to start another job from like a organize the bands, organize the wall balls, mop behind this. And like I said, I'll get talking, I'll forget where I'm at, and I'll move on to the next thing. Yep. And soon enough, a whole weight tree is getting launched on the floor because I'm not doing what I was told to do the first time. And I'm like, man, that's I'm prepared for that side of it for sure.
No, you're going to do great. And what I always think is like, you're such a good team member. So, I mean, I had never worked as a firefighter, and I don't know like the inside out of like what a firehouse looks like, but I can sort of imagine it. And I'm like, you know, someone who you're going to just spend a lot of time with, because you guys aren't like, you know, it's not like Backdraft the movie, you know, the whole time you guys are doing it. A lot of the time, if not most, is spent like, you know, at the firehouse, hanging out, you know, cleaning, doing like your jobs there, training, yep, things like that. And you're going to be spending a lot of time with people, and like, there's not a better guy you can have on your team than you. So like, and just to be spending all that time with, so those guys mm-hmm. are going to be really lucky to have you. And, yeah, and man, you know, just to like kind of wrap this up, like, yeah, dude, we're going to miss you so much. Oh, and everyone here is, and you know, it's not goodbye, but you know, we'll see you soon, but probably in a few months once you get settled in and all of that. Yeah. So, you know, you guys get a holiday or something one day. Like I saw like Nick's in here. He's Nick, our other coach, is in the middle of the police academy, and you know, they get a holiday. So he's in here training today. So, you know, maybe we'll see Arlie on days like that.
Oh, but, yeah. I'll be MIA for a little bit. Yeah, but then once I kind of get my groove and I realize where I can spend time and where I can't spend time. I'll definitely, you'll see my face around.
Cool. Well, we'll wrap it up right there. Arlie, we're going to miss you, but we're excited for you, buddy.
Yeah, man. If I could say one more thing just to everyone that's helped me along the way, like the connections that I have made here are second to none. I've been telling people the past couple weeks that like, I will never have a more fun job than what I've had here. And the fact that it's been a job that's been livable while we're doing it. I mean, greatest part about this place is that I met my wife, who was the chick.
Yeah, we didn't even get into that.
That's behind the front desk.
Absolutely.
That in and of itself would have made the worst job in the world worth it. But the whole time just being able to hang out with everyone, such a relaxed environment that you can joke around and hang out. Like it's, if you're in Columbus and this isn't the place that you're working out, you're doing something wrong, not necessarily from the working out standpoint. But the people that you'll meet, like you can, the amount of jobs that you can meet just by being a hard worker here and people 100%. Like it's phenomenal. So, to anyone that's ever reached out to me for extra stuff, thank you. To Brandon for giving me one of the best opportunities I'll ever have in my life. Thank you. And to all the members that have seen me for the last 7 years in some capacity, whether it's a member or whether it's a coach, thank you for all the trust you put in me, but just thanks for the conversations and the good times, because it's not over, but it'll be different. But it'll be a good different.
Thanks, Arlie.
Yeah, thanks, guys.